Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Hope you're all getting teed up for a good Easter weekend, because that's what we're talking about. Maybe a little few things on the grill for Easter. What you thinking, Barbie Bob?
Yes, it's exactly what we're going to do. And what better for Easter than ham or lamb?
Right.
I am.
We'll cover lamb a little later, but how about ham? I am. Right.
Okay, so I'm not going to get too carried away with every step and ingredient on this. You can go to thegrillinguys.com, and if you just go up to the top right search bar and you punch in ham, you'll see a recipe, one of the many recipes that comes up. It'll say ham perfect every time. And I don't know if you remember way back when we did this, but this came from Cowboy Rob Russell. And when he first told me about it, I thought he was crazy. We did it at one of our classes out in New York, and I was poo-pooing him, and I'm like, come on, man, you can't recook a ham. And I just busted his chops. And he's like, I'm telling you, this is going to be good. And just put in there a couple of hours.
Right.
And
low temperature.
So I busted his chops until it was done. And son of a gun, it was beautiful. It was just beautiful.
So you're probably using a whole ham rather than a spiral cut one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So
you don't want to cut.
You're going to get like a 6 to 8 pound fully cooked ham. I like bone in, but
right.
You can do either. Back in the 70s, when I was in college here in Grand Rapids, I worked at Vandenbrink Meats.
Yep.
And we smoked hams.
No, you stole ham.
We smoked
from there. They dropped on the floor every day.
Well, we smoked them, and the ones in the sock that were not boned were called regulars.
Okay.
In my opinion, the best ham is a regular.
Okay. Because
if you get the round ones, they stuff them in a casing, put gelatin in them, yada, yada. They're just not as good.
That guy likes that, too.
Yeah. Good buddy of mine knows I'm on the air.
Right.
So a regular is always the best in terms
and
of.
This is a bone-in ham. A regular.
Yep. Smoked in a sock.
Right. Yep.
So anyway, what we're going to do is the night before you plan to smoke it or bake it, we're going to mix up the ingredients on here, which is pepper, paprika, sugar, salt, a little dry mustard, and some cayenne. And you're going to massage grapeseed oil per Rob, and then cover the surface of the ham with a seasoning mix. Wrap it in plastic and put it in the refrigerator for about 12 hours.
Okay, grapeseed oil, why? One, it has a higher temp for it to flash, and two, it has very little flavor.
There's no flavor.
Right.
Can't tell it's there.
Right. So it's using as a binding agent in this case for
yeah.
the seasoning. More than a flavor.
If you don't have that, you can use motor oil.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to leave it overnight, and sometime or other, you're going to make up a mop sauce, which is basically chicken stock, pineapple juice, vegetable or grapeseed oil, dry mustard, and cloves. And you're going to warm that in a saucepan and simmer it for a little while, and then just keep it warm. The next morning, you're going to pull that ham out of the fridge, and you're going to throw it in the smoker, or you're going to put it in your oven at a low temp, like 275. And you're going to probably have to give it, or 250 is even better, you're going to probably have to give it 3 or 4 hours until that inner temperature reaches 150. Now, I left out a step here. What I would also recommend on that ham is that you do a diamond scoring pattern on there about an eighth of an inch deep with a long, sharp knife. Spin that thing around and cut at a diagonal 45 degrees each direction so that when it's done, you get beautiful diamond-shaped patterns, because what's going to happen is as you heat that up, that scoring is going to release the skin, and it's going to want to kind of separate and spread out like an old-school flat iron will do. And when you're putting your marinade on there, when you're putting your basting sauce, your mop sauce on there, it allows it to run into the valleys and
penetrate a little bit. Yep.
And so if you can get a catch pan underneath it, do that.
A little
so
roasting
you can
pan.
Reuse your,
in a
you
roasting
can,
yep, pan.
You
easy
can,
enough.
Little aluminum one or something. You can
right.
You can reuse some of that mop sauce. And then if you want to make up a glaze, I'm never big on this, but the glaze is honey, pineapple juice, again, dry mustard and cloves. And then you just baste that on generously the last 30 minutes while it's cooking. My wife loves the glaze. So if you're feeding, if your wife has a sweet tooth or your better half, you might want to do the glaze.
And yeah.
A lot of people do like it. It's, you can do it once a year for Easter.
And it's not overpowering. It's just a
no,
taste
it's a nice
it,
sweet.
Right?
And yeah. That's why Heavenly Ham and Honey Baked and all those people made it so big, because they pounded the heck out of it with sugar.
Sure.
It's not
sure.
healthy. It's Easter.
Right, right.
You're going to feed your soul, and this is just a treat.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things at Easter that are great about that. This tradition of eating a big meal and breaking bread with the family and
yeah.
getting everybody together. It's just one of those holidays where we all need to just pause, reflect, be thankful for everything we have and the sacrifices that were made on our behalf, so that we have an opportunity to live in this great world where we are, and we all are a civilized group
yes.
of Christians that follow some rules from some very, very ancient times, and we keep bringing them forward and passing them on to each generation, and that's very important that we do that, because it creates a civilized society. That
well,
we all
you're talking about your soul.
Right.
I'm not going to get to do that. As soon as we're done here, I'm
what,
going.
Talking
to,
about
I'm
your soul? Or?
I'm going to the airport and I'm jumping on a plane. We're heading to Florida.
Are you? Yeah, I knew that. I knew that.
So
because
I will miss out on that tradition at home, but I will have it in Florida. Hopefully.
Right. Yep. And I'll cover you.
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks.
Because I'm going to use this ham recipe. No BS here. I'm going to use this ham recipe. I have the ham in the fridge, right?
Nice.
All your stores around. I mean, go to the butcher. You're going to get a really good one. But if it's just ham, and that's all you're looking for, your big grocery stores this time of year have 88 cents,
yes.
98
oh
cents
my
a pound.
Gosh, they're so cheap, it's
yeah,
ridiculous.
Right. So if you do something and you don't like it, you're not out of
it. So how can ham be 88 cents a pound and bacon is $8 a pound?
Right, yeah, and it all comes from, it's only about, shoot, it's only about 6 inches north of the ham
hey,
is where that bacon starts.
Speaking of ham, I saw some, I was, our market in Ada is open,
right? Yep.
Part of Forest Hills Foods,
right.
And it is fantastic. Have you been in there yet?
I have not. I was there when it was the prior
yeah.
owners, but
oh,
I'm not now.
They did it right this time.
Good.
It's a Starbucks. The vegetables are beautiful. The meats case, I brought home some of their sausage. They had a beautiful chorizo. I made it for breakfast yesterday morning for me and Jordan. I made some Mexican omelets. It was fantastic.
Cool.
So
good.
That's called Ada Fresh Market, I think.
Yeah, it's by Forest Hills. If you're in the Grand Rapids area here, Forest Hills has been a staple in the southeast side of town forever. And this is probably only about 4 or 5 miles from
yeah,
their other
right,
store.
Yeah, right down in Ada, on right. The, right by Gravel Bottom.
Right, yeah, one of our friends there.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? You can literally sit in Gravel Bottom, drink a beer, and look at your grocery store. If she calls, you just tell her, hey, I'm on my way to the grocery store. You're not lying.
That's the main thing.
I get it, man. Hey,
don't
there,
lie
there's a reason.
Easter.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we're going to go to another part of the barnyard. We might wrestle us a little lamb and see if we can talk about a leg of lamb. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. It just-